But we've got a rig mobilizing in late September. We're going to be drilling a target that we hadn't previously drilled, which is La Flora, which is the most exciting target in the package, in my view. Visible gold in multiple samples at surface, up to 82 grams per ton gold, up to 1,240 grams silver, multiple samples over 50 grams. So it's a really exciting target, very indicative of the Deseado Massif in Argentina and Santa Cruz, chunky veins at surface, with excellent grade. So yeah, I mean that's really our next like real near-term catalyst because we'll be drilling there very shortly.
Mark Sumner, Dora Gold. Good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
Hey Andy, it's good to be here.
Well, it's really really great to talk to you. You got a lot of things coming up and really just a great project. Let me announce first though to all my viewers and listeners, in light of full disclosure, I as of right now, the dropping of this video, I am not as of yet an investor. That might and can and more than likely will change. We reserve that right at any time to buy into a company, just full disclosure on that, as well as Dora Gold is a new sponsor to naturalresourcestocks.net. Just full disclosure for everybody. So, Mark, let's get a high level. Just again, we had you on maybe 3 weeks ago. And tell me just really again what you got going on, just to all of our viewers and listeners that didn't see that that talk.
Yeah, sure. So Dora Gold is a precious metals explorer with projects in two of the most prolific precious metals jurisdictions in South America. Our flagship Antonella project is in the Ancash Department of Peru, about 30 kilometers northwest of Pierina, David Lowell discovery, 10 million ounce deposit that was a barrick mine until about 2012. That project surrounds Highlander's Bonita discovery, which was drilled out last year. They put out some tremendous drill results. We also reprocessed some of our historical drill core with a standout drill intercept of 22.4 meters at 4.36 grams per ton gold from 36 meters downhole. So that's really our flagship. It's Elephant Country. We're not too far, maybe 10 Ks or 8 Ks from the San Luis project, which is also a Highlander project. It's one of the highest grade undeveloped gold and silver projects on the planet. 350,000 ounces of gold at 22, sorry, 24 grams gold and 8.5 million ounces of silver at 550 grams silver. So that's really our flagship. We're in permitting on that project right now, working with the community. That seems to be going well. We're very enthusiastic about that process. And some of the legislative changes that we believe are coming in Peru with the latest administration took power in late July.
Yeah, I
Make
heard
give us
about all of
give
that. They're very
yeah
friendly.
give us reason to be even yeah it gives us reason to be even more enthusiastic, cutting permitting timelines and things like that. So we're very, very excited about that. We have another project in Peru called Yanamina. It's 40 kilometers north of Antonella. It's a very high grade epithermal gold and silver project. Some spectacular drill historical drill holes that high grade mineralization that starts from surface. We're not focused on that project at this moment because it's a community effort. The project hasn't had community relations for over 15 years, so we're the first guys to step on the ground and actually chat to the community. It's going well, but we don't have timelines for that, and it's not a big spend. It's not a big focus for us other than just trying to get those community agreements. Once we get community agreements, we'll lift the profile dramatically because there's a historical resource of over 200,000 ounces. And some of the drill holes are spectacular. 37.5 meters at 5.5 grams gold from surface, 30 meters at 6.5 grams from surface. So very high grade, very shallow.
And as my friend Rick Rule says, the best way to find or get a mine or find a mine is next to an existing mine or next to an existing mine. That's what you got, correct?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, I mean this the Ancash Department has some of the largest mines in Peru, and over 10 million ounces at Pierina. So yeah, it's a fantastic jurisdiction to be. The geology is incredible. So that's a quick overview of our Peru projects.
But yeah, let's talk about Argentina. That's what I'm really interested in.
Yeah, we're in Argentina. It's really our next, it's our most near-term catalyst because we'll be drilling, we'll be mobilizing a rig in late September. But we've got a joint venture with Latin Metals on the Cerro Bayo and La Flora project. It's a massive hydrothermal field. It's nearly 30,000 hectares of concessions. It's
That's a
south
lot
of,
of land, right?
it's massive. Yeah,
Yeah, I'm underselling
it's a
it.
huge piece of ground to it's a huge piece of ground to explore. It was formerly a Barrick project, so we had the benefit of inheriting that Barrick data, which was excellent. And we, you know, we covered our targets with IP and gradient array, starting late last year and going into this year. And we did a maiden drill program that we announced, results of which we announced in May. But we've got a rig mobilizing in late September. We're going to be drilling a target that we hadn't previously drilled, which is La Flora, which is the most exciting target in the package, in my view. Visible gold in multiple samples at surface, up to 82 grams per ton gold, up to 1,240 grams silver. You know, multiple samples over 50 grams. So it's a really exciting target, very indicative of the Deseado Massif in Argentina and Santa Cruz. Chunky veins at surface, you know, with excellent grade. So yeah, I mean that's really our next like real near-term catalyst because we'll be drilling there very shortly.
Got it. Okay, so you'll be drilling there. The target is for the end of September. Really, it's just starting to hit that. And then, just to give all a preview to all my viewers and listeners who'd want to know, when would the news be flowing out of that project assays? Would that be? I'm assuming that would be sometime in late October, early November. Is that would that be a good estimation?
Yeah, that's a good timeline. We tend to wrestle with Newmont for lab capacity, and by wrestle I mean we wait
That's a good person to
we
wrestle with because they're right
it,
next to you.
well by wrestle I mean we wait for Newmont's labs to be processed and then ours get processed. So you know, and Newmont is constantly sending more material to the two labs that we use. So yeah, it takes a little bit of time, but yeah, that late October, early November is a fair timeline.
Okay, fantastic. So again, I'm just trying to set up the timeline. We're going to have drill rigs turning in Argentina here the end of the month, and that's being all set up, ready to go. Simultaneously, I mean, you should have assays probably 6 to 8 weeks back from then to get those results. But then you also simultaneously you have Peru here, but that's really, as you said, that's a great project, a great project. But that's not off the forefront. But that's it seems like. I want to say this appropriately. It seems like investors are getting that for free. Is that correct? Something?
Well, I mean, at the current, yeah, I mean, at the current share price, you know, we're certainly not get, you know, the we're certainly not getting sufficient value for the suite of assets that we have. I mean, you know, some other things that we're working on that I think will add value to the portfolio is Yanamina has a historical resource. It's a little over 200,000 ounces.
I
You
think that's
know,
it, and I'm interrupting you here. I think that's it. It's like you have your brownfields and elephant country, really, and
Yeah.
yeah, and you're in the market, and this is where I like to be. The market's not efficient, and and so it's discounting really what you have. That's how I see it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, and you know, permitting in Peru can take quite a while because you have the community access agreement that needs to get put in place first, and that's a process. And you know, you want to work within the community's processes, you know, and work with the
Sure.
community, not against the community. So you want to go through their process
Build
you know,
relationships
and
even.
build relationships and make sure that stakeholders are getting you know, getting a fair shake. And so, you know, that's a really important part of the process, and it takes time. So we've been working on it for quite a long time and making significant progress, so we're very enthusiastic about those permits. And like I said, with the changes in Peru, you know, actually securing the permits at the government level, you know, hopefully it'll be much quicker than it has in the past.
Right. Okay, excellent. So, and I'm dropping this on we're dropping this. It's going to be on September 1st. This is October 30 for August 31st here, and I'm just setting this up to really investors really need to stay tuned and pay attention to you over the next several weeks as all of this process is playing out. And what I mean by playing out, drilling in Argentina. Assays result towards the end of, or I should say mid to later fourth quarter-ish, if you would. And then just seeing where you are with the community relations and getting permitted really in Peru, correct?
Yeah, correct. And we will be in the field. The guys are going to be in the field starting next week at La Flora. I mentioned that target, the main La Flora vein, unbelievable grade. It's an array, about 100 meters of width. Looks like it's four veins. We're going to be increasing sample density across those other four, those other three veins, sorry. And so we'll be doing that. So it's probably expect to see some assays from that. Prior to the drill results, obviously, and we'll be in the field as well in Peru. There's still some field work to be done. Complete our drill targeting. We'll be doing some rock chip samples and some soil geochemistry and some geophysics. So there'll be some field work getting done in Peru as well, and that'll feed the news flow.
Yep, excellent. Okay, so talk a little bit about share structure and cash. You guys, tell me about that. How many shares that's how many shares outstanding do you have fully diluted?
Fully diluted, about 122 million.
Okay.
About 84, about 84, 84 and a half million outstanding now, and about 122 fully diluted.
Gotcha.
Management has about 10%. I've got 4 million shares, and fellow director Ernesto Lima has just under 4 million shares that we paid for. There's no free stock floating around. We've got a key advisor and one of our mutual friends, Jeff Phillips. Jeff is a major shareholder, and has been very supportive. And we have some other close shareholders too. Kupang Investments is a family office in Sydney that's got a couple million shares. So we have some very supportive close shareholders.
Yeah, tightly hold. Great. All right. So, Mark, if people want to invest in you, if they want to trade you, what are your ticker symbols and what exchanges are you traded on?
So we're DGC on the TSXV in Canada, and we're OTCQB with a DGCOF is the ticker OTC in the United States.
Got it. And Colby, our producer, will put all of that in the show notes. And what's your website so people can start doing some due diligence?
DauraGold.com, DARUA.com. Or
Got
sorry,
it.
DAURA.com. I'm dyslexic there.
No problem. So let me ask you this. You're going to be in the field when?
So the guys will be out in La Flora starting next week, traveling Sunday, be in the field on Monday. And we're planning and scheduling our next round of field work in Peru as we speak. So I suspect that'll be towards the end of September, maybe mid-September, but it's in the coming weeks.
Got it. And so you'll be available to get you on the show. That's what I'm getting at, even though you'll be in the field.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, I'd love to do a talk with you either when you're in Peru or before or after you leave.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
Yeah. All right. Mark, as always, really nice. It's great meeting you. And again, looking forward to really seeing this progression. We got a lot of similar friends, a lot of similar interests, and I really love the story. Let's get you on the next few weeks.
Yeah, it'd be great. Thanks for the opportunity.